Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're on track to win this election.
Yes. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. I don't care whatever nook or cranny or canyon you are sitting in right now. The view is the same. We just don't know. The road to 270 has a few potholes along the way. Who is going to retain control of the Senate? Would that be the Republicans? Will they retain it? Or will the Democrats take over? The Senate races have been very, very interesting. And we're going to see some runoff elections. So that could hang in the balance for a while, for a couple of months. I don't think we're going to see the same thing with the presidency, but the projection at this point is what happens with key states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. And as more votes come in, as more states can be called, the numbers have kind of fluxed a little bit. According to my map right now, Joe Biden up slightly, 215 electoral votes to 171. But of course, the tsunami that could come with the president getting Michigan and Florida for sure and getting Pennsylvania, that would just completely change the game. So now early ballots are being counted in some cases. The mail-in ballots like Philadelphia, they say there's 2 million of them. So that's a big deal because the 2 million haven't been counted, the absentee ballots. And then you've got Western Pennsylvania and some of the counties there that go for or did the last time for Donald Trump and love him and have loved him at the rallies. Both men really beat up some shoe leather and their voices in the Keystone State, realizing this was really going to be the place that could be the ultimate battleground. Michigan, you could loop in there too, for sure. And you've got the projected winners, but again, too early to call. And what's at stake? So, like, if you look at Michigan, you have 16 electoral votes. If you look at Wisconsin, 10. You look at Arizona, that's 11. It's mathematics, people. And I've said this all along. It is not a shock to me, and it shouldn't be a shock to any of you that have listened to the show, any of you that have sent me emails. You know it. Even though your friend said, oh, yeah, the Trumpster, he's going to do it. It's going to be Make America Great, part two. Again, landslide, baby. I can't tell you how many texts and calls I got like that today. Same thing when it came to Joe Biden. People are sick of what happened with the coronavirus. It's all on Trump. He keeps calling it the China virus, and it's his fault, and we could have put this fire out sooner, and so there's no way, and we can't stand for some of the things that have happened. So we're going to see Joe Biden in a in a burst of cobalt blue, fly into the White House on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And of course, neither of those scenarios have happened, my friends. And why? Look around you in your own neighborhoods. Because we have a polarized nation. I mean, there's clearly very deep divides on what's happening, whose fault it is, and what should be going on in the future for this nation, who the future leader should be. Should it be the one that's currently there, or should it be somebody different? And I said this, that for sure there are themes that are playing out here that we've seen play out before, because the people who voted, a lot of the people who voted early, there were definitely Republicans who voted early, but traditionally Democrats vote early more often, or absentee, and especially with the coronavirus, that was part of the concern for some people. And then on Election Day, lots of Republicans cast their ballots, so do Democrats. So in both cases, you have both parties doing both. But that's what you're seeing on the same-day votes. Same-day votes, different the way they're counted than absentee ballots. And there's been so much made about absentee ballots. I mean, absentee ballots in Milwaukee aren't going to be reported until after 5 a.m. Eastern, for goodness sake, right? Well, Joe Biden did make an appearance. He said he wasn't so sure he was going to do that if there was no determination, but he showed up with his wife, Jill, in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, and here's a little snippet of what he had to say.
I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election.
Yeah.
We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted, every ballot is counted. But we're feeling good. We're feeling good about where we are. We believe one of the nets has suggested we've already won Arizona, but we're confident about Arizona. That's a turnaround. We also just called for Minnesota, and we're still in the game in Georgia, although that's not one we expected. And we're feeling real good about Wisconsin and Michigan. And by the way, it's going to take time to count the votes. We're going to win Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
All right, so win Pennsylvania, I don't know. I mean, that is absolutely a toss-up. What happens in western Pennsylvania, definitely for Trump, and what happens in Philadelphia, two different things, and then some of the other areas, some of the suburbs. And, of course, as expected on the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington, all went blue. They all went blue. And as expected, Florida did, or it is projected anyway, to go to the president, as is Iowa. So he takes both of those, and the vote electoral count, which is what really counts, is just pretty close because of those big numbers that still have to roll in. You heard Joe Biden say Arizona, because Arizona traditionally is Republican. But there were a lot of hard feelings for those independents, because there is a group of independents that John McCain would win over again and again as a senator, who were upset with the treatment of the McCain family and John McCain in the end of his battle with the brain cancer that he had. So that may have come back to bite the president. Who knows? But it was very, very surprising to see that anyway. And Biden does have the edge with 52% plus to Trump's 46% as far as the votes there. Michigan, the president now for the 16 electoral votes, has the edge with 53% to 44% for Joe Biden. That's with about 60% of the vote in. Arizona, by the way, almost 80% of the vote in, as this leaves my lips, to give you an idea. Wisconsin, that's why it's so early to tell, Trump 51% to Biden's 47, 73% of the vote in, but so much of that absentee to be counted, and that can make a huge, huge difference. All right, coming up, we can count. It is about the numbers. I always say that, for goodness sake. That's where we're headed.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
I'm here to tell you tonight.
The scoop is, honestly, and I look at the numbers and they change here and there, and of course we just saw that Florida went to the president. That's not a surprise. And if I look at my new map that I shook up, I've got Biden 215 electoral votes to Donald Trump's 210, 270 for the win, and the 270 still could easily go the way of the president. So all of that last minute rallying, etc., talking about the economy, if in fact he wins two terms, that'd be the fourth president in a row to have two terms. That's what I would say is what really worked for him. The fact that the economy was so on the minds and it is of all of us, that what's happening to your family, what happened at where you work, did they shake people out, was there layoffs, furloughs, etc.? And I know a lot of people affected, but then luckily in some of those industries they were pulled right back in. There are others who weren't quite as lucky. So, you know, at this point, as you look at everything, it is too tight to call. I mean, you know, I wish I could look into my fabulous crystal ball that I cracked when I predicted who was going to win the Super Bowl last time around. you know, politics and sports, aren't they the same? It's numbers. And that's what this segment is about. Well, I would tell you if I knew I would do that. I would look into it and I would give it to you, but it's just not that easy. It is just a matter of, it is a matter of votes. I mean, period. That's why on this show, I always say, I don't care how you vote. I don't care how you vote, but vote because your voice does matter. And the more you exercise that voice, the more even locally you're involved, the more you can have some impact on your family, you. Even if you're a solo roller, hey, no problem. Perfect. Because you're still paying taxes. You're still dealing with whatever, right? Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk to my pal Jeremy McNally, who's written this book called How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. Do you think Joe Biden has an inner drive? Do you think Donald Trump has an inner drive? That's the one thing they both have in common. They wouldn't be where they are if they didn't know how to get those skills, pull it together, and have goalposts, have goals. And meet those goals. I mean, seriously, they are massively, massively, massively motivated and have inner drive. So if you want the kind of inner drive that it takes to be a president or challenge a president, you want to hear what Jeremy McNally has to say. And he gave me the greatest hashtag ever. Stay tuned, America. I mean, it's so true. I say that all the time, right? Stay tuned, America, because I wish I had that answer. I hate, you know what? I hate the no answer. You know, that's one of the things that Trump said. He said, I hate to lose. Oh, I hate to lose. He said that at one of his last stops. And I thought, of course you do. You don't have that drive. The art of the deal, the things that he did early in his career, if he didn't have that, he wouldn't have unlocked what he did when he won in 2016 and play insiders who didn't think someone like Donald Trump could come in and win an election. And now imagine if he does it twice, and there is a good chance of that, depending on what happens with Pennsylvania, I think the most, and Michigan and Wisconsin. I mean, it is, again, numbers, 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 and wherever those numbers fall, you know, that's going to be the predictor. All right, I got to put this in here because we always talk about COVID, because I don't want to ignore that. There have been over 9 million cases, 9.3 million to be exact, and deaths in the United States, 232,000. And this is since February, really, because we went back and retraced some deaths, and they happened in February. And, you know, you got ways to get around this. As Americans are resilient, as are so many people that are listening to us in fabulous other countries like the UK. Big shout out to Jack and the Bone Man and so many of the rest of you that are send me great, you know, wishes and wishes for a good election and all that kind of stuff. And so many in down under in Australia and dealing with. How are you dealing with COVID? And they're dealing with it. The UK about to go into another lockdown. In the United States, how do you handle it when the weather turns? Because we're seeing the cooler weather, snow, etc. And there are these dining bubbles people are writing about. Well, they started popping up in the beginning. So the dining bubbles are not so much a phenomenon, but are they safe? And when we talk about numbers, I heard from a company I know where they make these bubbles, and they're talking about the amount of orders they're getting in the hundreds. So saying that, you know, you zip up the windows and it's like an igloo structure, and as long as it's clean inside, all of that, then it's fine. It's always the if. It's fine. A recent CDC study of about 300 adults who tested positive for the coronavirus found that they were more than twice as likely to have eaten at a restaurant in the 2 weeks before getting sick compared to the people who were not infected. Ooh, that makes you think. You know, it's the ventilation, it's the mass, it's all of that. Is it loud conversations where you're screaming over top of people? Of course. I think it's common sense. If you're on a patio and hardly anyone's there, I would say your risk is probably pretty low, right? mean, we know this, people, right? Social distancing, masks, all that. Boom, bada bing. My ode to James Gandolfini. Remember him from The Sopranos? The Sopranos days. Anyway, that's the scoop. Just do that. And instead, and then you have a much better chance, obviously. We're getting closer to what could be the turn with the vaccine. So great news there. Let's move to a couple of other things. There have been two federal lawsuits, too. That's the number filed after the cops in North Carolina used pepper spray to break up a march in a polling place. I think this is what led to the fears that there might be some problems on election day because of what was seen at this one polling place. But anyway, they were filed. And apparently the pepper spray was at the people at the I Am Change rally in Graham, North Carolina, over the weekend, which was branded as a march to the polls. Similarly, the second lawsuit was filed by the ACLU, just like the other one was, of North Carolina and the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law on behalf of individual plaintiffs. And again, the same thing, peaceful assembly, purpose, encouraging people to vote, that's wrong. So we'll see what happens with those lawsuits. It'll be interesting to track that. You know, Walmart pulled guns and ammo for fear of what's happening in the election. There were 137 shooting incidents and 502 gun arrests in New York City in October. You know what that's an increase of? You ready for this number? This number doesn't lie. This isn't fake news. 121% and 102% over the same month last year. In October, gun arrests increased in every borough compared to last October. For the year to date, there have been 1,200-plus shooting incidents, to be exact, 1,299, so a 93.9% increase over the same period in 2019. There you go. Burglaries, auto thefts are up. Murders did drop, though, from 36 in October of 2019 to 35. And overall, like hate crimes, they declined 34%. So that's good. What are the motivating factors behind the crimes, though? You know what the NYPD says? I know you're going to be shocked by this. Coronavirus. And if they have hate crimes, they say the victim's race. So Asian, because the perception that they're carrying it and now what has happened to people and how upset they are. All right, so you want to unlock your inner drive? You can. Jeremy McNally is going to tell you how to do that next. So leapfrog with me to the other side. I'll meet you there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As polls continue to close on the West Coast, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden picking up electoral votes from California, Oregon, and Washington. Meanwhile, President Trump winning 29 crucial electoral votes from Florida, his adopted home state. President Trump also winning Ohio, Texas, and Iowa. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's humbled and grateful after winning re-election in Kentucky.
Tonight, Kentuckians said that challenging times need proven leadership. And our nation will need Kentucky values and Kentucky ideas to defeat this virus and regain our footing.
The Republican holding off a challenge from Democrat Amy McGrath. McConnell, the longest-serving senator in Kentucky history. You're listening to USA Radio News. Joe Biden's campaign believes under no scenario will President Trump be allowed to claim victory on election night. Joe Biden's campaign manager, Jen O'Malley Dillon, saying there's multiple paths for the former vice president to get to 270 electoral votes.
We can win 270 electoral votes even without Pennsylvania and Florida. I think that that is something that really helps put into sharp relief what Trump has to accomplish and what where we're positioned.
Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, defeated Democratic challenger Jamie Harrison in his Senate race. Harrison raised a ton of money from outside the state of South Carolina, to which Graham tells his supporters,
to all the pollsters out there, you have no idea what you're doing. And to all the liberals in California and New York, you wasted a lot of money. This is the worst return on investment in the history of American politics.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This time around on Author's Corner, Jeremy McNally joins us, and he's written a book called How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. Now, Jeremy, before we go any further in this interview, I have to ask you this question. Why did you name the book How to Unlock Your Inner Drive?
Absolutely. And hi, Kate. Good morning. I wrote the book How to Unlock Your Inner Drive because, well, I've spent years obtaining information from my own experiences and feedback from some of the most successful people in the world today with regard to, you know, what the recipe is for being able to transform any aspect of your life. You know, I wanted to pass this information that I've, you know, that's been tried, tested, and proven to my son, Aiden McNally, and anyone else that chooses to read my book.
Yeah, so having said that, give us a little bit of the meat of it. What, tell us, you know, the gist of the book. I understand the overall, which is fantastic, and the name of your book is incredible because it tells us exactly where you're taking us. But give us more kind of a synopsis on the book.
Yeah, sure. Well, most people, you know, they have a sense of what they really want to be in life and where they really want to be in life. Yet 90% of, you know, 90%, you know, a pretty rough number, but, you know, 90% of those same people, they fall far short of actually getting there. You know, so many people today, they feel like their life circumstances force them to settle for a lot less than what they truly want and need. So they just float through life and fall into this black hole that seems, you know, so difficult to get out of or even get past. You know, going to work, coming home, and spending the little time you have left with the family or binge watching Netflix. You know, floating through life is really defined as normal in our society. You know, people tell themselves that by next year they'll be in a much better place, yet 5 years goes by, then another five, and you aren't really a whole lot closer to a better life for yourself and your family than you were when you started. I mean, in fact, it might even be worse. Excessive bills, deeper responsibilities on a track you never really wanted to go down in the first place. So my book really drives home that things don't need to be that way at all. It just takes knowing and believing that, right? If you want to be a doctor, you have to go to school to get the skills to do it. If you want to be a professor, you need the skills to be one. If you want to be able to, you know, drastically transform aspects of your life, you need the skills to do it. And it's literally a science. Fortunately, it's just, you know, these skills are easy to learn and put into practice. And my book not only gives the specific skill set step by step, it helps you take action too.
Ooh, I like that you give us the skill, and you tell us the skill, but then you tell us the how too. So you can't tease us like that. And we're speaking to Jeremy McNally about his book, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. You have to give us one thing right now before anyone can run and pick up your book that they can do to unlock some of the things that are weighing them down.
You know what? I will get there in 1 second, actually, because there is one little secret I do want everybody to leave this interview with. And you know, see, my book lays the groundwork for readers to transform their life for the better. You know, however, you can learn everything I teach, but more than anything, you need to have the right mindset, you know, a growth mindset. In fact, you know, that's why I named the book what I did. You know, a core part of what I teach focuses on helping you understand your current mindset while at the same time showing you how to lay the first brick, right? So motivation and inner drive are completely different. You know, motivation is excitement. Motivation is what you feel when you're packing your bags for a vacation to Disney World, setting your alarm for 3 a.m. with a smile on your face to make your flight for 6, right? Motivation is that feeling of wanting to do something. But inner drive, hence the name of my book, goes so much deeper than that. It's giving your motivation a direction, like channeling anger to do good. You're channeling your motivation to reach a destination. So it's passion. It's passion for a specific destination, to sum that up. You know, this passion, it won't let you concede or give up. You just simply know you have to reach that destination, and you'll do whatever you have to get there, ethically, of course. But that still isn't enough, right? Passion and drive isn't the full recipe. The things that are missing are filling the gaps between what's driving you and the destination you're just excited to get to. So you have to thoroughly plan the roads you're taking to get there, to achieve great things, to achieve your dreams. You know, it has to be done with measurable goals, you know, that once met measurably inch you closer to your destination, or your destiny, if you will. So
I like that. Measurable goals. I'm scribbling that down because you're absolutely right, and it's not said enough. Not enough people talk about that.
Right. Right. So you said to give you one secret, right?
Yeah.
So if I was to give you one secret from my book that you could leave the interview with today, I would say, you know, it's the power of your thoughts, right? You know, your thoughts are so much more powerful than you might think. You know, thoughts are a part of life. Your brain's constantly taking in information from all of the sensors in your body. It processes it, interprets it, everything it senses, good and bad. And some say, you know, that we're the sum of what we think about. You know, that's somewhat of a controversial statement, I'm sure. But, you know, I believe this is the most true and powerful thing about all of us. You know, if all of our experiences, our perceptions and memories, physical and emotional, are what made us who we are, why wouldn't we be able to harness this for our own good, even the greater good, right? So the way you think, it's like, you know, how you think on a per situation basis determines the reality that you live. You know, your thoughts create the reality, which is your life. You know, the more positive you think, the more positive you attract, and vice versa. You know, if you actively practice thinking more positively about whatever it is you want, even if it seems so far out, you know, you'd be surprised at the results, especially if you couple it with the other teachings in my book.
All right. So I like that. So, you know, just try to hone in on that. And then again, grab Jeremy's book, and then you can fill out the rest of it with these proven techniques. And it really is a life
guide that shows you how to use your inner drive to transform, and that's the key word, to transform any of these aspects of your life and really achieve that success. I call it, Jeremy, when you have people don't dream big enough. I wrote a book, Deal Your Own Destiny, which is like perfect with your book. It's kind of dovetails. It's the same thing. And people don't dream big enough sometimes. So they just make it so small. But if, and you said it, if you just think bigger and then you have those goals, measurable goals, boy, you'd be surprised at what you could achieve. And I think it's worth mentioning, you did great research on this because you really kind of, for lack of a better way to describe this, picked the brains of some pretty powerful people, didn't you?
I did, definitely. And I want to give you an example, you know, the basis around really why I'm teaching this and why, you know, it's important to people, right? And it's a small little story that might strike a chord, right? I was talking to this guy, he must have been in his early 50s, and, you know, we were sitting in his kitchen eating, you know, cheese and crackers, of course, talking about life, right? His father passed away about a year or so before, you know, we started talking about this in his kitchen. And his mother, of course, was a survivor. You know, they were a couple years apart, late 70s. Now, his entire life, his parents have been there for him through thick and thin, right? They were there to support him no matter what, really. Now, with his mother being the surviving spouse, he was faced with a pretty harsh reality check. You know, his mom needed him now more than anything in the world. She's older. She's alone. And, of course, he wanted to be there for her, but couldn't be there for her the way he needed, you know, the way she needed him to be. The tragedy in this is that he just couldn't be. You know, to sum this up, she ended up in an elderly home. She sees her son maybe once or twice a week. But, you know, with planning better, starting at an earlier stage in life, and don't get me wrong, it's never too late to start, ever. But, you know, planning better, you can avoid situations like this. And to end that story on a positive note, I did take the time to help this guy and show him how to transform his life. And today he's doing what he loves, making good money, purchased a big house for him and his family, got his mom out of the home. You know, he had the drive. He just needed the skills to get from point A to point B. And that's all it is, skills and drive.
Oh, I like that because so often you don't hear that other part. You need the skills, but with the skills and the drive, and that's great because that's a tremendous transformational story of where he was to where he is now by following that along. And I think we've peppered this throughout this conversation, but it's absolutely worth driving this back again. What do you hope people listening to this conversation we're having and the people who read your book, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive, what do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away the groundwork for transforming any aspect of their life. You know, I hope my book shows them how to find their inner drive, what's going to drive them, what's their true passion in life. And with that, with knowing that why, the answer to your why, you know, by knowing that, I want them to take the skills that I teach and put it to action and get somewhere, transform their life for the better and achieve the dreams that they've really wanted from the get-go, that they felt that they had to settle for before knowing what I'm teaching.
Yeah, and it's worth mentioning this, too. You said it. It doesn't matter. It's never too late. Not really, because there's always a way that you can go back and look at what you could do if you have. And you said it, and this is a key word for me, too, for people listening. They know this growth mindset, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the key. All right, this book is terrific because, again, you've got the skills and the how to do it. So both are in this book, not just, okay, here's what you can do. It's this is the ways to do it, and that's what I love about this. It's an actual, I'll call it the map. It is what the title of the book is, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. You can get it on Amazon. Jeremy McNally, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Kate. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says...
This year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
And she's written a book called Two Bodies, One Soul. Ilana, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So let's talk about how you came up with this story. It's always fascinating to me, and I talk to a lot of writers. I talk to a lot of people in a lot of industries, and from rock stars to normal people, etc. And it's always fascinating to me as to how they arrive at where they arrive. So how did you decide, all right, I'm going to do this book? What was it that made you decide, I'm going to weave this tale, I'm going to write a novel?
Well, honestly, I've always wanted to write a book. That's what inspired the making of the book. It was a lot of development of characters with friends and a lot of dreaming as well.
I like that, a lot of dreaming. See, you know, it's interesting because we just went through Halloween and vampires are big, and I had a conversation with Bram Stoker's great-grandnephew about Dracula and when that started in the late 1800s when he came up with that book. And here you are now, and this is modern day. We're talking about twin vampires, adults trapped inside boyish bodies. So what a wild twist that is. Have you always been fascinated, like fantasy and vampires and that kind of stuff? Is that how you came up with those elements?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I have been a huge scary buff my entire life. I love horror movies and fantasy, so this book is a bit of a combination of that and just a new way of looking at vampires.
Yeah, so tell us about that. We won't give everything away, but tell us about your way of looking at these vampires, because I said the book title, Two Bodies, One Soul.
Well, I don't want to give away too much as well, but there is a lot of inspiration in this book. There is biblical inspiration in the book, but I wanted a different way to look at them without them being, well, the same old, same old.
Right, right. Well, because that's like what I said. You start with the original Dracula, and then you see so many different twists on what Dracula is. And you mentioned that you were a scary buff, so there was probably people that you read. Did you have any influences as far as your writing's concerned because you liked somebody's style of writing?
Not so much for writing with this particular book, but there is a movie called An Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah.
I was extremely inspired by the movie.
Boy, no kidding. I like that. You just made me think about that Interview with the Vampire. I loved that movie. Same thing. And again, that was a different twist, too, on the whole vampire thing and the way that it was laid out. So you go about taking what you are, the scary buff, and putting the story together. Did it sort of flow out of you, or did you kind of have to go back to it? Did you get any of that writer's block and then go back to it? And what was the process of writing the book like?
The writing of the book process was complicated. I went back and refined it so many times, I lost count.
You lost count and how many times you had to go back and tweak it. And see, there's a good lesson in that for everybody that I always say this, that it's, you know, congratulations on doing a book, a novel, because so often people talk about it, but they never do it because they have that happen. They go down a path and then they tweak something and they don't like it and then they never, ever finish it. But you finished it. What do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
I hope that they take away that you can't just look at something and just based on that know everything about it. As the saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover. And that everybody that you look at has a story that they're going through.
Ah, and so that's the key here, that there's a story. Tristan and Lucas, because we'll say that's two of the characters, main characters. Did you have a favorite one of the two of them or somebody else in the book?
Well, of course I love Tristan and Lucas. They are the focal point, but my favorite character actually plays a very minor role in this particular story and is supposed to be a bigger influence, a bigger antagonist, you might say, in the sequel.
All right, there's a hint in sequel. And one thing I want to tell everybody, sometimes when you do a book, too, and you put illustrations in them, you have to hire someone, and then you go back and forth on that. But you actually did the cover, and you did it yourself. Is that because you, and it's excellent, is it because that you have a knack for drawing, or you just could visualize them in your head? What made you decide you were going to, first of all, go with black and white and do it yourself?
Well, I've been drawing longer than I've been writing, to be fair. And I'm one of these people, I don't like entrusting someone else to see my vision. I wanted people to see the characters the way I see them. So I wanted to do the art inside the book. I wanted to do the cover, and when I did the cover, I decided to go with black and white with a stylized look because I felt like that was representative of the actual story. It's a mixture of old lore, but with some new twists.
Right, so do something a little bit different, and you can see it. It really pops out at you. Just think about this for everybody listening. You know, you see a cover of a book, and a lot of times it's got a color illustration or clip art or a photo, but yours is definitely quite different. So when you're not writing about vampires, what else are you doing?
Oh, my other hobbies. I mean, I like video games. I love to draw. I do board games. I'm a D&D nerd.
Ooh, Dungeons and Dragons. I knew that right away. So with board games, this is just kind of a quick aside because I think this goes into your mind and how you think because it opens up imagination. I think board games have made a comeback. Do you feel like that as somebody who plays a lot of games?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Like, you can't even go into a bookstore without tripping over a new board game. And me and my particular group of friends, we are all about that.
I love it. All right, so what's coming up next besides this? I can't imagine this is it for you. I know that you're going to do some more.
Well, I'm planning on writing out.
Oh. Right.
And I'd like to do an anthology. I don't know if you're familiar with the term of creepypasta.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to do something similar to that. Maybe release something that, like I said, is an anthology, a bunch of small stories.
I like it. Creepy pasta. We'll look for that. So you can pick up Alana King's book, Two Bodies, One Soul, Brothers, on Amazon. Thanks for coming on again.
Oh, thank you again for having me.
All right, so it's interesting, you know, we just had two authors where something to think about, especially where we are in history, there's change in the wind. What's going on in your life, things that you document? I'm sure, like with Alana, she talked about the board games and the friends and the influences, and then what is she doing next, writing a sequel, then do an anthology, do the creepypasta, etc. And I think it's she's a stretcher, and it's just a good reminder of how you can stretch with what you're doing. And also in that conversation, it's the influences, right? So it's part of what you do in your life, but it's also the influences that come into your life. And so the interview with the vampire, I think of Interview with the Vampire, and what a big impact. That had a big impact on me, because if you remember, it's about this night in San Francisco and a journalist following a man through the streets and what happens from there. And I think a lot of times people, it's gruesome, it's just as one person described it, a gothic horror fest, but it has this stretches of heavy dialogue, and I think really in the film version of it, from the book, taking the book to the film version, incredible performances. And it's a story that was adapted by Anne Rice from her best-selling novel, and that goes back. I mean, that book was published a long time ago. It was published, I want to say, in 1976. I certainly didn't read it then, but that's when it came out. And boy, it definitely struck a nerve. And that Alana King reminds me of that. I think she has struck a chord with what she's done with her friendlier vampires in a completely different way. And it's just fascinating to watch, to see her journey. And we'll see where all of that ends up. And, you know, the creepypasta thing, the shorter stories, I think can be so, so impactful. So thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.